This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The soft spot.
Hey guys.
Hey.
We're back.
We are.
Every week.
Right,
we're
where
here,
right where you need us.
Because you didn't touch that dial, right?
I'm Meg Malloy.
I'm Julian McCullough.
And this is The Soft Spot.
I'm the soft, you're the spot.
Yep.
Your hair is, can I just say, I don't think I've told you this.
Yeah.
This is like your color.
Yeah.
Like I've seen probably 9 to 12 colors since we've met. And this is easily the one that's like the most like, wow.
Well, thanks.
How would you describe this color?
Well,
how did the company that made the color describe the color?
I mixed this. This isn't just out of a bottle.
Of course not.
I'm a professional. But Lulu called it creepy mermaid hair.
That's perfect.
So that's
wow.
What I'm going with.
Creepy mermaid.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So. I would dash myself on the rocks. Oh, no, that's a siren.
Yeah.
Are they mermaids?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see doing that.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem.
It's very cool of you. I've had some wild hair colors.
Well, did you ever do one that you were like, this was immediately not what I wanted?
Yes. Black hair.
Did not work.
Because I was like, I always wear like so much eyeliner and I wear thick black glasses at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Still wear the eyeliner. Don't
and
wear
And you have
glasses.
Fair skin and that can be a good look.
And I was like, I could be an outstanding goth.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had some goth tendencies, but why not fully go there?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was awful. It was so bad. It was before I went to hair school, so I used box dye. So it was
Ooh.
Like greenish black. And my roots, my blonde ass roots came in, and it just looked atrocious. Horrible. Such a bad idea. Also, red hair, certain shades of red were less than ideal for me.
Okay.
In fact, one of the worst reds I had was when we took our promotional photos for this podcast.
Oh.
That was a low moment in my hair history.
Mm.
Yeah.
In her story.
In my hair story.
I'm surprised black didn't work, but I guess if you did it today, it would look better.
Yeah, I think I would know what I was doing. I mean, I didn't know to like dye my eyebrows when I did it.
Mm.
So it was, I just think I looked really like sickly.
Did you like, and be honest, when you were about to dye your hair black, were you a little bit fantasizing about like, and I'm going to look out the window and it'll be raining?
No, you know who I wanted to look like? And I wanted to look like Shannon Sossaman.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what a fucking babe.
Mm-hmm.
But hi, I'm not really sure what her background is, but
I think she's Hawaiian.
I think she's Hawaiian.
Okay.
But that's not me. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking because I'm like pale and red and splotchy and not her. Definitely not her.
Oh.
But I was like, oh, I'll get like a cool like elfin princess haircut and make my hair black. Nah.
Mm.
That ain't it.
Well,
so
what'd you do? Did you just have to wait?
I had it for a while because I just so badly wanted to make it work.
Oh, okay. I like that about you. You're like, you know what? I'm fucking making this happen.
Yeah. I was like, I did it. So yeah, I kept it for a while. And I've had it very dark brown, almost black, and that was better. That was after I knew that was after I knew what I was doing. So I had that for a long time.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I feel like you would look great with black hair, but you never know until you try, I guess.
Yeah, and I knew as soon as I washed it out that I had made a huge mistake.
Did you know I dyed my hair once?
No.
Have you ever seen those pictures?
No.
I did the classic person who's never dyed their hair before, does it themselves.
You were like, I could get a clean white if I bleach this.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I did. I thought, oh, I'll just bleach it and it'll look white.
I made a small fortune fixing projects like that.
I wouldn't have described it at the time as Billy Idol, but looking back on it, I was trying for Billy Idol, and it just went
a
fucking
lot of people
hard
don't
orange.
Know the science of it,
hard
and
orange.
That you can't just bleach whatever you want and have it turn platinum,
right?
But you know, before I went to hair school, I didn't know any of that.
I have pictures from Par, my sister's college graduation, where I have that, and it's like very not okay. Yeah,
I just cringed a little bit. Like,
I also was wearing a silver ring for some reason.
Oh,
it's not a good time.
Yeah,
you know how we have those times.
You could have been my babysitter. My parents never would have hired you if you had orange hair and a silver ring. They would have been like, he's up to no good.
But
you also had a dagger earring, right?
No, that was in fifth grade. Stop.
Oh, like it's so crazy that
I'm
just
trying to combine all of my mistakes into one time period. That's not fair.
If you had a dagger earring, a DIY bleach job, and a big silver ring.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also would
look.
Tucked my white t-shirts into my khaki pants.
Whoa.
So that which is a little bit Vato, but that's not the effect that it had.
Yeah. That wasn't my brand of Vato. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Speaking of Vatos, our guest is not one, but she is born and raised in Brazil.
Yeah.
And she is a hilarious stand-up comedian and actress. She's been in.
She also has great nails. We go to the same nail guy.
Oh, I didn't even notice her. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't look at
her
nails.
She has excellent nails. Flawless.
She must, because she
they're
goes
like
to your
minty
nail guy.
Green. Okay. Yeah.
And she's been in This Is Us on CBS. She's in Future Man on Hulu right now. Please welcome Jade Catapretta. Hey, Jade.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thanks for coming.
I love this little vampire bar room. I love that.
It's so dark in here.
It's like Uncle's basement. Love it.
It does look like a set from True Blood, doesn't it?
A little bit, it could be.
It does, it could be. Yeah. It might have been.
Yeah. Did you watch True Blood?
Oh, hell, the first season.
Okay.
And then I lost it after seven. How many seasons?
Seven.
So many. Yeah.
So many.
We're on
so
six.
I've already seen the whole thing.
It's 2019. We're on season
time.
Six.
Yeah. Yeah. Skarsgård, yes, please.
Yeah.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Definitely.
My friend is staying in the sublet that he used to stay in. And I guess he went nuts and they walked in on the last day and there's just all these bottles of wine everywhere and ripped books and stuff. Like he just
ripped
werewolf.
Books?
Yeah, he just werewolfed the place. Like, I love it.
Wow.
I wish I was there.
Skarsgård.
That only adds to the fantasy for me.
The whole family's hot.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And creepy all at the same time.
Yeah.
Love it.
They have, what I liked about it was I didn't realize it was going to have all the monsters. Like, I thought it was just vampires. And then they were like, and shapeshifters, and werewolf. And is there a Frankenstein?
Ads. Yeah, and they're like, and women.
Yeah.
Scary.
Strong women.
What is this about? I don't believe it.
If you have a dog, Cheryl.
I have a dog named Cheryl. Love my life.
How did she get her name?
Well, we just, like, my friend got her, and we just really wanted, like, an old lady Jewish name.
You ironically got your dog from a boy with a dog's name, Benji.
Yeah, oh my God, that's so funny. Oh my God, that's so true. Her middle name is Thigh Gap because that's where she's comfortable.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And he only likes skinny women, so that's where he was hoping to attract more women with her.
Right.
And now it's doing it for me. It's great.
I saw a guy in college one time, a frat boy, go to the quad with a golden retriever puppy because he was clearly trying to like fish.
Puppies and babies,
for women.
Man.
And it was so funny. I sat and the puppy came and ran right to me and I petted him. And the guy was like, ugh, like he did not want to talk to me at all.
Yeah.
And then I watched with glee for the next 20 minutes as this puppy ran to every other man on the quad.
That's hilarious. And then women are approaching the other men going, is this your dog?
Yeah, exactly. And the guy was just like so annoyed that the dog only liked boys. It was really funny.
I love backfired. A man with a baby. I have to admit, it's so hot. You're like, oh my God, look
at a man with a baby.
Yeah, yeah. There's something about it.
Yeah.
I used to see you around the neighborhood with your kid and be like, he's looking good.
Yeah.
Solo with that kid, dude.
Pushing that stroller.
But so we were talking about True Blood, and you have a dog. If your dog shape shifted into a human, what kind of personality would she have?
Well, her name is Cheryl, so it's exactly what she sounds like.
She'd be a PTA
like.
Mom.
She'd be like, oh, yeah. No, she like smokes cigarettes, like the skinny ones, the Virginia Slims.
Virginia Slims.
She'd be like, sweetheart, can you be a darling and get me in at the cigarette? I can't tell. I always have like a different voice for her. Yeah. My friend yesterday was saying that she's like, ugh, can I help you? Can I be like, she's like that. She's
yeah,
kind of
oh,
like,
yeah.
She's a little chihuahua. So she's.
Oh, very.
She's on edge.
They always look really concerned.
I love little nervous dogs. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah. I just think they're so cute.
Oh.
She's actually kind of calm for a chihuahua, which is weird. You know, like every time I say chihuahua, I have to be like, but she was abused. Yeah. So she's calm.
Oh, man.
My friend neglected her. So she's calm.
Goldie saw a miniature pincher for the first time in the airport the other day.
Oh, and, yeah.
She was like worried. Like when we walked away, she was like, that dog's too small. Yeah. Like, she was like, how does it live?
Yeah, I almost got a mini, like a really tiny dog, and they're like, you have to be careful because if you drop them, like they break their hip, and you're like, what? I'm gonna drop them.
Oh my gosh.
This is a horror story that maybe Land will have to edit out, but my dad was in Mexico for a while with his girlfriend, and they went to a party, and a big dude sat on the host's dog on the couch and killed it in the middle of this huge party.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm more interested in your dad. Is he single? Or
wouldn't it be cute to build a tiny wall to keep the chihuahuas in
Mexico? Let's talk about Bobby for a minute.
Wait, is your dad's name Bobby?
Yeah. Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah, he's wiry. He's you and he have similar bodies, actually.
I'm into it. Oh my God. Wait, is he just dating or was he, when were your parents divorced?
This was in the he went to Mexico. That was in the 90s. And my parents were divorced when I was 13.
Okay.
So Bobby's on the market.
He's on the market.
What about your parents?
He's never waited more than 138 pounds.
My parents are just getting divorced right now.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm a product of an adult.
It's
divorced
weird.
Too.
You're about to get a go-kart.
It's very weird.
I haven't gotten shit. I'm just paying for two things now. Like getting two gifts, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm buying more gifts now.
That's
thought it was
exactly how
around.
It's been for me. This has not been a beneficial situation.
My dad has a new girlfriend, and it's weird. I haven't met her, but I hate her.
You are so mature.
Yeah, I'm trying to be mature, but she's a poo-poo head idiot. So what can I do? I like my sister's wedding's coming
real
up.
Mom?
No, she's not my fucking mom. My sister's wedding's coming up in 2 weeks, and there's going to be a lot of that. So that's what I've been kind of gearing up for mentally.
God, too much of that in this family.
My sister's wedding was the first time that I saw my parents publicly not with each other.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be mine.
And it was fucking weird.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I'm like buying a lot of edibles. Like
I was
them
pregnant, so I couldn't even like drink or do anything.
You had
like,
a child as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're on those dope hormones that make you feel so high. Awesome when you're pregnant, right?
Did you like being pregnant?
No. No, I didn't.
You know, some people are like, I love it.
Who?
I know.
What's the ratio?
I was hoping for it, but
the
I
richer
wasn't
you
expecting
are,
it.
The more you like it.
No, because the royal baby was a nightmare. Remember? She couldn't even get out of bed.
Kim
that
had
one?
Had a
I
bad
was
baby
sick
too.
The whole time.
I had friends
Amy
that
Schumer.
Were sick the whole time. Amy was sick the whole time. Mm-hmm.
I almost didn't gain really any weight because I just couldn't keep anything down.
I had a friend like that who ended up smoking a tiny bit of weed. The baby's fine, so.
I took tincture towards the end because I was like, they used to do this in the 1800s. That was like the original morning sickness cure. Yeah. And it was the only thing that helped a little bit.
Right. And look how good the 1800s turned out.
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Wait, what was the one thing that made, like, was there a smell?
I couldn't handle the smell of coffee.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I love the smell of coffee.
That's lucky, though, because
normally I do, too. I'm a huge coffee drinker.
That's lucky, though, because you're not supposed to drink coffee when you're pregnant. So that's lucky.
Yeah. Well, they say that a lot of the things that you're not supposed to have start to repulse you.
That's so interesting.
But coffee, couldn't handle
sex,
the smell.
You're like, ugh.
Ugh, get that away from me. Definitely, that's true.
Yeah. Me too,
I was like,
I have
nope,
no
not,
reason.
Not doing that. But, yeah, also liquor. Liquor really bothered me. Like, if someone was drinking, like, a scotch across the room, I was like,
like, I'm like that now. I quit drinking, and I hate it. Like, I
you hate
to
liquor
hate
or
everybody
you hate
that
quitting?
Drinks.
Oh, yeah.
That's it's how weird. I am like, with smoking. When I quit smoking, yeah. When I smell it on people, I'm like, I can't. For a while, I was like, I'd walk behind someone. But now, whenever we were just in Vegas and I was like, oh, these people are so rude, blowing smoke all over the place. And I was totally that person.
I hate Vegas for that reason, dude.
Yeah.
Because it's the smoke, man, in the casinos. Yeah. Too much.
You walk outside and you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. Fresh air.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Well, fresh air at this time of year. Yeah. It was kind of nice this time.
Yeah, that's true.
You can go when it's like.
It is fun. When,
Ryan Hamilton had this great joke. He was like, man, you're in these casinos all day. You're like, oh, I got to get some air. And then you go outside and you're like, man, I got to get some air.
I got to get out of LA. Wait, were you doing
Vegas,
a gig?
Vegas. Yeah, I was doing the Cellar.
Oh, nice. Vegas, how is it? New Cellar.
It's
I haven't
great.
Even been
it
there.
Looks just like New York.
They built it just like
that's
the Village
so
Underground.
Sick. Oh, that's a good reminder. I got to hit that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegas is a, I avoid
so,
it.
So we asked you what your soft spot was and you said...
I said musicals.
Musicals.
Which is something I usually don't reveal to public.
That's what we want.
That's
not
good.
A public knowledge. Well, unless you're a really good friend of mine.
Right. Are but. You... Now, you were born in Brazil or
born
you were raised
born and raised in
there?
Brazil.
Oh,
and then
and
I
raised.
Moved to Charlottesville, Virginia when I was 11. Just because my dad wanted to make sure
as
I did comedy.
Do.
Yeah. The trauma, he wanted it to be absurd. But I got really obsessed with musical theater ever since I was a little kid.
So they have it in Brazil.
No, it was all American.
Oh,
like I was
okay.
into like the very American old school musicals. Like,
okay,
Annie.
This one loves them. Yeah. So start naming your
I
favorites.
Love well, my favorite all time, of course, has to be Rent. Rent is like just the classic.
Does it?
It has to be Rent.
I respect a Rent head.
Yeah,
I have two sisters.
A Rent
so.
Head.
But I actually really like a lot of new musicals that people don't know about. Like I'm obsessed with Fun Home. Do you guys know about this
no.
one?
No,
it's about a funeral
Land
home.
Land knows it.
It's
a
dark.
Funeral home?
It's dark. Ooh. It's dark. And it's these three kids that live in a funeral home. And it's told through the eyes of this woman, this lesbian woman who's a cartoonist. And she goes backwards and kind of tells the story. And then her dad also ends up being a pedophile. It's crazy.
This Whoa. Sounds right up my alley.
Yeah.
It's
this
super
is a Broadway
dark,
show.
But it's a musical. Yeah. And it's so excellent. And
wow.
I love musicals like that that are like beyond just like, hey, we're dancing and singing about something. Like,
right.
yeah. Actual storyline. Like, I'm obsessed with Hamilton, but Fun Home is like more.
See, Hamilton,
Hamilton.
I don't want to just jump right in and be a hater on musicals because
Go.
I do appreciate that they are joyful. But Hamilton, I haven't seen it, but I don't like it. And it's because.
Why?
Because that kind of rap makes me cringe so hard.
Oh my
when
God,
they're
I
like,
love
my
historical
name
rap?
Is Hamilton. I did this thing and I also did this thing and you can't do it. It's like, oh, stop being a dork. I'm rapping.
Okay, I love spoken rap like that. It like literally, like just even in rap
just
when they're like December 24th, 9 p.m., I'm like, ah! I just start to get like.
God, do you like slam poetry?
Yes.
Oh!
Like there's a diary show, you know, Lindsay Ames has this diary show and I found all my slam poetry, like your love is like chocolate. Like I found
no,
all
even
my
just
life.
One line like that made me want to throw up.
I know. I don't know when it happened. I think it's because I didn't speak English. Mm-hmm. And then when I could, it was like, oh my God, look what I can do.
Yeah.
It was just this thing. Spoken rap work, like
well,
Hamilton
Brazilians are very musical
it.
People.
Just does it for me. That's like my most American part. I think,
yeah,
the musical theater part.
See, now I like you as a person, but you like slam poetry, and I feel like we need more of this in this country where we can respect other people's horrible beliefs and still be friends and respect
Look,
each other.
Look, I'm not going out to like a slam poetry night by myself and like snapping, you know, but.
It sounds like you know exactly what to do though.
But I do. But if I got invited,
you're like,
it wouldn't
but if
be
I did,
no.
I would go to Beat Night at the Rainbow
night,
Room.
The
in,
Beatniks.
Yeah. Okay. No. Sorry. We got off track. So Fun Home sounds fun.
So fun
Rent.
Home.
Oh, Rent.
So, okay. So when I was like, in high school, I was feeling very isolated because everybody just wanted to like have sex in the woods and like drink beer in Virginia. I was like, fun. I want to do that too. However, there's like music inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I started going to like musical theater camps
mm-hmm.
in New York, like
wow.
very early on. And I think that's why I sound so Jewy, because like I went to Hofstra.
Uh-huh.
I think I was like a sophomore in high school or a freshman in high school. And that's when I met like all my Jewy, like Long Island friends.
Right.
I remember I met this guy, he was shimmying towards me, and I was like, oh my God, I found my people.
Meg has a couple of shimmiers.
I do.
Yeah.
I love a shimmy.
I dated very flamboyant men, like my whole...
You dated them?
Yeah.
Same.
Oh. Yeah, very same. Flamboyant men until now. I'm just dating more women. No, I finally crossed over. But like, musical theater was like the first place kind of like where I felt like I belonged. Because like, you have to do all three things, you know, the triple threat thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I always felt like I never did any of them that well.
Right.
So I could always be like, musical theater. I did everything a little tiny bit.
You get a little dose of this, a little dose of that. Let's not focus on it.
Yeah, and I went to this camp, and everyone was really super talented.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, like, kind of mediocre, and I could make people laugh. So that was always, like, my hidden thing that I didn't know what to do with.
Right.
And I remember we all had, like, a song to do at the end. It was, like, a big performance. Everyone was going to come.
How old were you in this
agents were
going
to come. I was, like, freshman or sophomore in high school.
Okay.
And I'm, like, living in New York. I was homeschooled the last couple years of high school. My parents were like, you want to do this? We'll support you.
Wow.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, had a fake ID. It was like, let's do this. And I remember everybody got these like amazing songs, you know, and mine was at times like this, a girl could use a dog. And it was like about a dog. And I was like, how am I supposed to like shine with this dog song? I don't understand. And I'm just like haunted by it still.
What like, is that from?
I don't know. Like I was like trying to talk to somebody about it the other day. I was like, do you know this dog song? Is it from like a dog musical?
Marley
like,
and what's Me the musical?
Right? Like a dog's life. Like, yeah. And it just was like so traumatic. And then all my friends got into NYU, Cap 21, which is the musical theater program. And I didn't. I remember like falling to my knees.
Oh,
like,
God,
what
that
will
would
I
be
do
devastating.
Now, you
no.
know? Yeah. And but that's how I found Emerson. And that's how I found comedy. And
yeah. Like it, Emerson's the big comedy school, right?
Emerson. Yeah. Now they have a stand up major, which is super embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ugh. Just because they had like three big comics go there, they're like, oh, we have a major now.
I remember like seeing Eliza Schlesinger do stand up when I was like, in a cafeteria when I was like a junior,
yeah,
being like,
Birbiglia,
why would
there.
She do this? Oh, he did? Yeah. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Bill did too, Bill Burr.
Yeah.
David Cross.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, actually.
It's weird you started with Eliza.
Yeah. Well, because I was still there while she was there.
Oh, right.
And I remember seeing her do stand up and literally having the thought of, like, why would anybody do this? I remember I saw Joe List once, like at a bar, and remember thinking he was like brilliant. Like,
yeah.
I know him now. Like, he is brilliant, but
he
it's
is,
like,
yeah.
It's Joe, you know, like.
He's always been like a setup punch guy. So that's like, when you, the first time you see that, you're like, it's a magic trick.
I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with stand up, and I would go and heckle.
What?
Wow.
Like, you're like, I'm helping. I'm a triple threat.
I'm a triple threat. Do you guys need music or? A 5, 6. No, but I was like really obsessed with musical theater and doing improv, and then would go to stand-up shows and just be like, why is every joke about women? Like, I would get really upset.
Yeah.
It's like, but men are dumb too. Like, I always wanted to do it. I think I just didn't have the tools.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
at times like these, a girl could use a joke.
A joke. Oh,
what was your first musical? Which one were you, Squee?
Squee. I was.
What, Squee?
How dare you? I was Smee.
Oh, Smee.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know musical theater. Land is dying that I got that wrong.
Squee.
What's Squee from?
I don't know.
Squee is from Squee. Nowhere.
I'm horrified. Squee. It was Smee.
I'm stoned.
It was Smee.
Smee.
I was Smee.
Okay.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Yeah. That's a great one. Did you guys have like, did you have people flying? Like, did you have actual?
Oh, no. This was, yeah, we didn't
you were
have
like
the budget
little.
For that.
Oh,
no,
you?
I was not that little.
When was it? High school?
It was definitely in high school.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I tried out for Wendy.
Yeah.
Got the part. Was super psyched about it. Then started helping my friend perfect her Smee walk because she hadn't gotten a role yet.
Yeah.
And the director came in.
Wait a minute.
Saw
wait a minute.
Me coaching her on the Smee walk and was like, you can't be Wendy.
It has to be.
Oh my God.
You have to be Smee.
That is the story
I
of your life.
Myself. It was fucking awful.
That's so fucking awful, dude.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Oh my God. I think we have our
Wendy's
first merch. We have
Wendy's
our first
boring.
Merch. We got to get a t-shirt.
I will never forget.
I smeed myself.
I will never forget like delivering my lines and looking out and seeing like all these dudes I was like talking to and being like, oh, I'm done. I'm done here. I'll never go on a date.
We heard you're going to be in a nightgown. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
That's a different part.
Yeah.
A more cleaner version of
you know, nothing good ever comes from helping. What is, whatever it is, no good deed goes unpunished could not be illustrated.
I know. My terrible. Parisa, my friend, was my understudy, and she was like, she was supposed
Wendy
to.
Wendy or Smee?
Smee. We were supposed to all.
Wait. You think you had a bad, and Parisa was the understudy for Smee?
Yes.
Her best case scenario is you get sick and she gets to be Smee.
Yeah, but no, she passed and was like, you know what? I'm just going to let you do this. And I was like, wow. Wow. I went from being Wendy, from being like hot Wendy, and I was like, I'm going to float around.
Wendy's
like
boring.
I know, but I thought, but I was, when you're a freshman, I was a high school girl, like yeah. desperate to be hot.
Yeah. And I was but like, you know what? It was your calling. The director stopped in his tracks.
Yeah.
Was like,
she was like, oh my God. She was like, she's like, do that limp again. And I was like, wait, what?
You're like, I'm not doing a limp.
She's yeah. like, in all my years.
She's like, I've never seen a better Smee.
Oh man.
That's how I got my big start.
So Rent is...
Rent.
I've definitely told this story already on the show, but it's been a while. Rent is the only Broadway musical I ever went to.
Stop. Did you see original
didn't
cast?
You tell me...
What?
You slept through it, right?
No. Close.
How dare
so
you.
So I...
Sorry.
Even I'm with being, the...
He's like... No. I went, and it was the most money I'd ever spent on one thing. I was in high school, and it was like Broadway tickets. So it was insane, right? And I sit down, the thing starts, and the guy is singing. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know this. I mean, you believe me. General people wouldn't believe me, but you know that this would be true. I had no idea it was a musical.
Like,
I just thought it was a play.
Okay.
And the guy starts singing to open it up, or they do, or what, I don't even remember.
It's just one guy, it's Mark.
And I'm like, okay, I'll get through this song.
Exactly.
I'll get through this song, and then, you know, it'll be mostly a play.
Who?
They never stop singing, and I was like, once it hit me that they were never going to stop singing, I remember having that feeling of like, you know when you just realize you can't get out of something and it's going to be hours. Like, that's what it felt like. And the guy
relationship. You're like, should I intentionally shit my pants right now so I can get
should
out
I
of
shame
here?
Myself?
No, but the guy who was next to me was a Wall Street business guy. And mm-hmm. I just remember being blown away because he immediately fell asleep. I mean, like a minute in, he fell asleep and snored through the whole thing.
I think there are like professional theater husbands who... You know,
no, he was by himself. I think he needed a
he
place
just needed
to sleep.
An expensive nap.
Yes, okay. I do. Wow. I do think that. And so I think he just went there to sleep. And and I was like, this guy's paying $200.
It's a
to
really loud
sleep.
Show to sleep through.
It's a really like a lot of drumming.
Yeah.
How many minutes is it? Seconds?
Oh, the 525,000.
525,000.
My first musical was called Pinocchio Don't Smoke That Cigarette. It was a DARE production. I didn't speak English yet. I really wanted to play Busy.
I think I really you wanted have to play. Already won this competition.
I wanted to play Busybody because she'd be like, she was trying to get Pinocchio in shape, you know? Uh-huh. But instead I got the lungs and they would go... I just had like a thing around me that was like, it said lungs. And then they would go, Pinocchio, don't smoke that cigarette. And I would go, no, no, no. And it was my only three lines.
Aw.
And I think I might have been
accent?
off. No, 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 no. And I think I might have been off rhythm. But like ever since then, I've just been like the runner up for every part. And it mm-hmm. started with fucking Rachel Bodily getting Busybody.
Dang.
And I didn't get it.
The DARE program did a play?
Yeah.
They did not invest that
oh my
in
God.
My DARE program.
Well, we were in
we
Virginia.
We had like DARE
so.
Week in Texas.
Yeah, we had a lot of DARE stuff. Mm-hmm.
They were
school.
Like, here's a shirt. You have to wear it on Fridays. Like, right. They're so serious.
They're all on drugs.
That's a great yeah. statistic that yeah. kids who went through the DARE program did way more drugs later in life.
Yeah,
than
yeah.
kids who didn't.
I think they did a statistic where like they were saying that drug prevention only did anything. Like,
yeah, because they tell you what drugs do.
It,
and you're like, that sounds awesome.
Good.
Yeah. It's like, so you can smoke this fancy grass and feel really good.
Wait, is this
for like
a
an
menu
hour?
Or is this a disclaimer?
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of like my next musical after that. My most successful one was Damn Yankees. I played Lola. That's a real good one. That's
what
like
is
whatever
Damn
Lola.
About? So I don't know anything about musicals.
So Damn Yankees is about a guy who wants to be like a really good baseball player, but he ends up selling his soul to the devil. She's like a hot woman, like Latin woman. That was a big deal. But I was like literally the only Latin person in my high school. So I was like, if I don't get this, it's fucking bullshit. It's rigged. It's rigged. And my mom made my costume. Like, she sewed my costume. And there was like a part where like I take
off
the skirt.
Wait, what year was this?
This was like later in high school. Oh, okay. Like probably my last year in high school that I was like in high school.
So you could be highly sexualized at this point.
Yeah, I'm already like Britney Spears at 16.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember like I stepped on my skirt and my skirt started to like kind of come off before the reveal.
Oh, no.
And it was just like one of those moments where I was like, it's ruined, you know, right. And everyone was like, nobody noticed. And I was like, but it's ruined. The skirt came off. And I remember it was like such a big deal. Now it doesn't matter at all. Wow.
But you got the part.
I did get the part.
Yeah.
I did get the part. It was a big deal. And we found footage of like VHS of like this newscaster came and was like, wow, it's really exciting. This high school is doing this like multicultural.
Because you're in it.
Yeah, like one Latin person in this multicultural musical in this little town of Charlottesville, Virginia. How do you feel? And I was like, it's really weird. I'm like so sexual in the video. I wish I brought it. I put it on my Vimeo the other day just to have. I'm like, I'm just really excited. It's been like a lot of work, but like, I'm just like really into it. And what's that? It was so, it's so bizarre watching footage of when you're like a kid. And I was also very intensely into show choir. And I have a lot of footage from that too.
What's show choir?
Well, I did solo and ensemble, which I assume is the same thing.
Yeah, same shit.
Oh, I remember ensemble. I remember that word from high school.
Yeah, like you're like in a choir, but there's dancing in it.
You wear robes?
No.
Oh, okay.
We wore hologram vests and skirts.
Everything we did was color coordinated. It was like the tenors are wearing green, but and now the altos are wearing purple. And
what were you?
I was an alto.
I'm an alto as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're more manly.
Yep.
I'm more comfortable there.
Oh, alto's not the big, the high one. Oh, soprano.
No, soprano. The deep one.
We usually get the melody, which is sick.
Oh, yeah.
Currently in musical world, though, I'm beyond obsessed with Ben Platt. Like, I cannot handle myself around him. Do you guys know of him?
Why do I know Ben Platt?
He's an actor as well. Noah, he's been in like a few things.
Huh?
Noah was in Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
Oh,
he took over his role.
Yes. Dear Evan Hansen got me through my last breakup.
Oh, okay.
It was like I just listened to it over and over again and it became sort of meditative. I think that's why I like it, because it's sort of meditative because you learn all the words and you can kind of like sing talk along to them.
Yeah. And it's like a story, right? It's always like a story.
Yeah, this one's about teen suicide.
Right? I don't know. I'm trying to relate. What's Evan Hansen about?
Dear Evan Hansen is literally about teen suicide.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, that's meditative.
Yeah,
I can see that.
No, it's about this guy who's like really lonely and his mom's making him write notes to himself. And then this guy bullies him and takes the note and kills himself. And then they think the note is like their friends. So he keeps the act alive that they're best friends. Starts dating his sister. Like, that starts like, you know, becoming a popular kid, and then he basically reveals that it was like all a lie.
Whoa.
It's beautiful. Do you know it?
Does Land know?
Yeah, it's so. But also now he's like finally taken on a solo career as a pop artist, and he's so good. I almost want to play something.
So he was the original one?
He was the original Dear Evan Hansen.
And then we hung out with Noah.
Yeah.
Took over his role. I think he's in Booksmart.
I think Brett right now. I think Brett Ernst or Brett Morin auditioned for it.
Oh, actually. Really?
It's such a good musical, and he's just like, I mean, everyone's obsessed with him. I just missed his concert. It was like the other day.
Hum Nutrition is an all-natural line of supplements, gummies, and powders that are sustainably sourced, non-GMO, and free of soy, gluten, artificial colors, and preservatives, with many vegan options. The mission is to turn the beauty routine inside out and help consumers focus on prevention and long-term care, not just damage control and covering up.
Get vitamins and supplements for your beauty goals, backed by clinical results designed to get you looking and feeling your very best, and shipped to you each month. Hum Nutrition monthly vitamin subscription is flexible, convenient, customizable, and committed to results. You're going to be beautiful.
There are all different kinds of supplements. They're for really anything that you want to target. There's Collagen Love that supports skin elasticity and firmness. There's Glow Sweet Glow. They're vegan gummies for gorgeous, glowy skin with low molecular hyaluronic acid, that I always botch that word. I think I got it this time. Amla fruit and antioxidants. They have digestive enzymes, which I cannot recommend enough because everybody should take digestive enzymes. They help you improve digestion. You optimize protein, carb, fiber, and fat breakdown, and it decreases bloating.
I'm excited about Hair Sweet Hair Growth Gummies because even though I still have a full head of hair, I want to keep it.
Yeah.
And they are vegan gummies with foci, biotin, and it helps boost hair's health, fullness, and shine.
Tum Nutrition combines precise amounts of each ingredient in the perfect ratio and form. Their powerful and unique formulas work effortlessly from the inside out.
Hum Nutrition is all about making you look and feel your best. Each specific supplement packs a combo of potent ingredients designed for specific aims, like clearer skin, boosted energy, flatter stomach, or fuller hair, and backed by clinical results. Not sure what you need? No problem. Take a quick quiz to get personalized recommendations and 20% off with the code SOFTSPOT. You knew that was coming. Plus, save even more with their convenient, flexible, and money-saving monthly plans.
So that's 20% off with our code SOFTSPOT. Go take the quiz and get the supplements and vitamins that you need to be looking and feeling your best.
Go to humnutrition.com/get started to get started and put in promo code SOFTSPOT.
But anyway, he does this thing where he can cry hysterically and still be belting singing.
Oh, wow.
I watched it. I was
Who
just
knew
like,
that was something you
I just wanted
to
be
to
spit on. Like, oh, just shower me.
I feel like Anne Hathaway can do that. That seems like something in her wheelhouse.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about Anne Hathaway?
Well, I feel like we've forgiven her as a country. She's
no longer.
I don't
know why everybody decided to hate her so much.
I know.
She's so great.
She is great.
I think
it's like everybody hates a woman who's like good at everything she tries, and it's like, sorry.
It's so fucked up.
It's about the trying. I think she looked like she was trying too hard.
Yeah. I think everybody got mad because they were like, oh, she can sing, and she never tried to have a singing career, mm-hmm. and maybe she's not the best, but she did a pretty good job for someone who doesn't have a background there,
right.
As far as I know.
That's not a musical I actually like.
I don't like
what, Les Mis?
Yeah, like, no, it was always like, I don't like a lot of the original ones. Like, Oklahoma is like about rape.
Ugh,
it's
Oklahoma
horrible.
Was our senior musical, and I was like, I'm not doing
Phantom
that.
Of the Opera is like,
oh, you don't like Phantom?
I like Phantom, but it's like, I mean, it's like more, I like Jekyll and Hyde more. I mean, it's like,
huge Andrew Lloyd Webber fan.
She loves Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No, same. But like, I was just always more, I always went more towards Fosse, like the weird.
Oh,
like
I can
the
understand
weirder,
that.
Because I was a weird kid and I couldn't really keep rhythm. So I was like, mm-hmm. oh, this works for me.
Love West
You can't
Side
tell
Story.
I don't know what I'm doing.
But Rent, what a crazy thing that happened with it. Like this year they made the live Fox attempt, and the day before
of what
the
Fosse?
of Rent, and the day before the guy broke, like the main guy playing Roger broke his foot, so they ended up airing the rehearsal, like
no,
the line, and it was like horrible.
Oh no!
And Angel,
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, Angel is played by Valentina, who's like one of my favorite like drag queens of all time. She's beautiful, and she like literally couldn't hit a note. It was cringy.
No. So what were they gonna do? I mean, she only had a day.
Vocally, that's such
well, but you
a
know how you
kind of
save yourself. You save yourself in the rehearsal. I feel like I never do like a full dress rehearsal.
Oh, I see.
So they taped it.
Right.
I think they should have never aired it. Like. And just been like, we'll do it in a week or something.
If I was a performer, I would feel extremely betrayed by that.
Yeah, so upsetting.
Yeah,
Vanessa Hudgens kind of killed it.
She's another one that I feel like she gets a lot of unnecessary hate, and I'm like,
she's
kind of good at everything she does.
She also has bad girl face. Like she has the face of a girl that, like, if your daughter brings her home, she's like, look at my new friend. You're like, you are not hanging out with her.
She looks like she has plant, like some coke.
She's like
some naughty plants.
I definitely have a joint in my backpack, yeah.
full of cocaine.
Yeah, I met her a couple times. She came to see stand up, like at the Laugh Factory, and mm-hmm. I was so like, ah!
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's like when Anthony Michael Hall came to the Cellar.
Oh, my God.
He really did. I was like, this was years ago in New York, but like somebody casually was like, oh, Anthony Michael Hall's in the crowd, and no one else cared. And I was like, oh, my God.
I was like, and we're all just going to do stand-up. Like, it's no big deal. Like, we're
the
just going to do our regular act.
The best is when
nobody
cares and you care so much.
Oh, my
much.
God. I ran down there to make sure, and I looked in, and it was him, and I was like, oh, my God. I started, like, hyperventilating, and I was like, I have a Breakfast Club joke. I have a Breakfast
he
Club
He saw
joke.
Your set.
He saw my Breakfast Club joke.
How
yeah.
was he afterwards? Did you guys hug? Did you have a
No, he stayed in his seat, and yeah. he didn't, you know, I waited. I hung out on the sidewalk forever.
After
I wanted
your own
him to come
show.
Out.
Yeah.
Hey guys, if anybody wants to come up to me after the show,
I waited for him like he had performed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that. The other day, like 2 months ago, I was like doing okay in the OR, opening it, like not killing, not eating shit. And I like, there's this one girl, she's laughing hysterically, like too much. And I'm about to make fun of her. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's Dua Lipa.
Oh, like, I wouldn't have recognized her.
Yeah. I was just looking at her Instagram. Like, I knew the outfit she was. It was like so such a weird, like, she's here. Like, I was just looking on my phone. And then I was like shaking. It was so, I haven't felt starstruck like that in so long. And then I waited outside too to be like, is she going to be? Or, and then I got a photo. Like, I never do that.
Because other audience members come up to you to talk to you and you're like, go away.
Yeah, yeah, trying to be available.
And then I was like, congrats on your Emmy nominations. That's what I said to her.
Oh, man. Like an Access
fucking
Hollywood
loser.
Host.
Yeah. Hey, so congrats on those Emmy nominations. How do you feel? Ew. So upsetting.
Okay, I need both of you to answer this question for me. Okay. Meg, you go first. Okay. Or you can go second. It's your show. What is it about musical theater? How does it make you feel? Why does it work for you? Because I am trying to like it. I'm trying to love it. But what is this warm, like, thing that you're just drawn to about musical theater?
I feel like you haven't been exposed to enough musicals, and you could find your show.
There's shows with, like, good, legit music. It doesn't always have to be, like, sort of a spoken word, cheesy thing.
Well, I love Till There Was You by in The Music Man.
I think for me, it was that I was a studio artist and I was a painter from such a young age, and I was, like, serious about that. But I also had, like, a kind of goofy, cheesy side that I was a little embarrassed about, but not too embarrassed to go, like, ham it up on stage. And musical theater lets you be as corny as you want to be, and you're in a role, so it's safe. It's not like you.
I love how genuine it is.
Yeah.
Like, I love how, like, embarrassingly genuine it is. Like, and you have to be fully committed to it, or else it doesn't work. And that's what I love about it.
No one has lukewarm feelings about musical theater.
Right.
They either fucking love it.
Or it makes you so uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, why does it make people uncomfortable? That's really interesting, too.
I know. I'm like, maybe we should be asking you what's wrong with you.
That's true. That's a good...
Why does it give you not soft, warm feelings?
Oh, man, you just flipped the dibble.
Yeah.
I think the genuineness and the earnestness of it does make me
embarrassed.
Cringe. It makes me embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I think that I love, like, a drama where everyone's being very earnest and sincere, but, like, something about, I don't know. It's like, I just want to be like, aren't you embarrassed to the people that are doing it? And they're like, no. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
It's just this, like, spectrum of emotions on display in this, like, beautiful, fun way. And I don't know. I love it.
You know what it is? I feel too vulnerable when I see joy, like, not being checked.
Wow, this is getting dark. When you see people,
well, I think a lot of
stand-ups,
it's weird that you love musicals and you are a stand-up.
I know, it is a bizarre
thing. I think
a
lot of maybe male stand-ups especially feel like that we want to make people laugh, but we don't want to be that vulnerable, and that's what stand-up
is. It's hard not to be cynical about it. I have to admit, like, I make fun of it because I'm aware that it's, like, over-genuine, but I think that's why, like, that's why I love it. Like, I've been doing this thing where this guy plays piano and I sing my jokes.
Yeah.
I just, like, there's something about actually singing that feels like a release to me, like therapeutic.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
And sometimes, like, spoken singing feels better than, like, absurd, weird, like, not subject matter singing.
Right.
You know?
I want to own that I think this is my problem. I don't think musical theater is bad. I realize I have a hard time. Like, when I see people 100% commit, it does make me feel good
like Jack Black, for example, goes amazing. Balls to the wall in everything. Yeah,
see, Tenacious D is like, I consider that musical theater.
It is.
Yeah. I love Tenacious D.
Like,
yeah.
Like that's musical theater.
Yeah. And he gives it 100%. We saw, was it Polka King?
Oh, yes. So good.
That movie got me. I mean, I loved that movie. But so I respect people committing like that so much because I can't do it.
He's one of my early influences, mm-hmm. I would say, like in musical theater.
Oh, yeah. From Tenacious D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and he has an incredible voice.
Yeah,
he has an incredible voice. Like, yeah. It's just like, it's so funny because it's like more and more the older you get, like you just want to be talking about the shit you want to talk about and do the things you want to, like, so mm-hmm. for me, I'm like, if I could just sing my stand up, that would be.
Oh, that's cool.
That's all I want to do.
It sounds like you want to slam poetry.
I do want to get me a beret immediately and a turtleneck. I'm in.
Okay. So what if you don't like musicals? Give me your recommendations for what people should try first. If they were really going to try to get into it.
Ooh,
like the first musical that they should watch.
Yeah.
I mean, the music to Hamilton is so good.
I guess I have to check it out. Is it hard to get tickets?
I went to see it. Kevin Nealon brought me, and it was the same day as the like vice president of Iran was there. So there's like crazy security. We were sitting next to these guys with guns, and Kevin always jokes that like they love the show so much they just started shooting their guns during the show.
That's interesting that the vice president from a country where it's illegal to be gay would go to a musical theater.
Isn't that? It was just so bizarre. And Lin-Manuel wasn't supposed to perform that day, and then he did, and we were just like flipping our shit.
Wow.
But also, I'm like, which show do I recommend to start with?
I don't know. I feel like Rent is like a good go-to. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But it's edgier content.
I feel like Spring Awakening is a good one.
Yeah.
Because it's like rock music and mm-hmm. people like really like that. I actually didn't love when I saw Hamilton, and then I got really into the music. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I wish I saw it now. Like that, you know, all the music kind of sing along. Dear Evan Hansen's like a pretty good one, but it's very sad.
There are a couple of Lloyd Webber tracks that you got me with.
I know, right?
You know, so,
like which?
Like the one, what's the famous one from Phantom?
The Music of the Night?
Yeah.
Wait.
what is it? Like, deep intoxication. Oh, yeah, I love that song.
That's like the ultimate.
It's as music. That's like as
crazy as it
gets.
But it's hard not to like it. That's what I'm saying. It comes on, you're like.
Deep and
yeah, exactly.
I don't even know if those are the words.
It is intoxicating, and those are the words.
Those are the
words. Wow, I got them right.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Also, I think Cats is like fun and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mistopheles.
Goldie was singing that the other day. She's like, "Do you know this song?" And I was like, "Yeah,
it's good,
but only recently." Yeah,
to like also get into things like. I'm like Princess of the Pea is a really good one too. Mm-hmm. It's like a random one.
You know,
that's
it's a tangent that is tangentially sad to me, which is so funny. We spend a lot of time in vintage shops and thrift stores. We love
same
doing that.
Yeah,
and you have a store,
mm-hmm.
and the shirts you see the most are like Cats, Phantom, and Dare.
Yeah,
like those are the t-shirts.
That's so funny. Yeah.
You see Cats, Phantom, and Dare.
Phantom
all
shirts,
the time.
Like.
Which means people went to the show, bought the shirt. They were so excited, and then they grew up. And it's so sad. They were like, not anymore.
Yeah. I know. Sad. They lost the magic.
It's like they shed the skin of sincerity.
Yeah,
of
that one became
sincerity.
Yeah, it's true. I'm trying to think of there's like Aladdin is great. I saw Groundhog's Day, the musical.
Oh, I heard that was good.
Really good.
Yeah.
I like obscure, weird ones that I'm like, this is going to be garbage. Mm. It was a guy from Spider-Man who fell to his death, like almost.
And then he did this show?
And then he was on Groundhog Day.
That's amazing.
Groundhog's Day, yeah.
He has to stay in the show to stay alive.
I like sitting really close to like, isn't that there?
Oh, that would make me so uncomfortable. There's no way I could sit close.
I used to love to go get super cheap tickets to off-Broadway shows in New York. And I saw Avenue Q probably.
Oh my God, Avenue Q is the best. That's the one. That's the one that people should watch.
There's a lot of.
That's the one.
It's like, there's a lot of cursing. There's like sex jokes. It's that's fun and it's like grown up,
dude,
but it's also really good music.
Is the format supposed to be like Sesame Street, but then it's like.
But bad?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that one's
I'm
really funny.
In that. I'd like to see
there's
that.
A part where they're having the puppets are having sex. I will always remember it. It's such a good moment. There's nothing better. You go to Broadway and then you go and you have like lobster roll at this. It's just like, I love New York.
Yeah.
I do too.
I just want to be on Broadway. What are we doing?
It must be so weird dating as a puppet, because whether you're masturbating or having sex, you're still coming in a sock.
Thank you, Land. Land liked it.
Oh my God. Puppet jokes.
Oh man.
What?
We were just having this beautiful conversation about New York and you soiled it.
And threw it under the bed.
I know. He smeefed it.
He did.
Yeah.
I smeed myself.
You know what? I like that it's like kind of a secret thing that people have. And then immediately when you know somebody else has it, you're like, oh my God. Like the bond becomes so intense.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God,
we could talk about musical theater forever.
I know. I'm like, we should start a group. We should start a group right now.
A meetup.
I did see something really sweet a few weeks ago. I was in New York for like 2 days and I passed Starlight Diner.
The one where they roller skate?
No, the one where they perform Broadway shows.
The one where they
Stardust.
I don't
diner.
Know this place.
It's on 50th and Broadway. It's next to Caroline's, and it's a diner.
It's like the day job for all of the people.
It's hard to get a job there as a waiter. You have to be like a working actor, I think.
Yeah. And the waiters, if people at home don't know, it's a diner, and it's all decked out in like posters of musicals and stuff like that. And every, I don't know, 10 minutes or something, a song will start playing. And whoever's turn it is to do that song will stop being a server and get up on a table and perform a full song.
Sign me up.
And it's like they do, I think Grease is a big one.
Yeah.
Diner.
I think Grease has a lot to do with why I don't like musicals.
I know. Grease too is the worst. Grease. Reproduction. Like, ugh.
Didn't we have somebody do Grease too?
Yes.
Who was that?
Sam.
Sam Pancake, hilarious. I don't know if you know Sam.
I don't.
Oh, he's a hilarious actor.
Sam Pancake.
He's been in everything.
He's been in every.
You
played every dad in the 90s on commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the best career to have when it's like you're not.
His soft spot
paparazzi.
Was Grease too.
He loved it.
We should have both on a special episode of Beefin' with.
What's that last song?
The Beef
that they
series.
Do where it's like the pageant.
I don't know. I don't know it.
You never saw it?
Not really. I mean, I love Michelle Pfeiffer, but that's about
Michelle Pfeiffer looks so hot in it. And also the main guy in it looks so... It's uncomfortable to watch. You're like... Mm. And I saw Where Are They
Why?
Now.
Why? Because he's so hot?
He's so hot. And then he's still like pretty hot. I'm not going to lie. I mean, he like lives in the valley somewhere now. It was like,
We drove past Michelle Pfeiffer the other day in Malibu.
In Malibu, yeah.
And we nearly crashed the car.
Yeah. We both were silent for a second. And then was that Michelle Pfeiffer?
She's just hanging out in Malibu.
Standing at a crosswalk.
It was like raining, wasn't it, or something? She looked like cold.
She was like,
is she okay?
I should have helped her. It was definitely not raining, but it was like not that cold outside.
Were you guys
either.
Okay?
She had on like a trench coat.
Right.
And I was just like,
she was so believable as in the rain that I felt like it was raining out.
Yeah.
She's like, and you're like, oh my God, is it cold? Wow.
I got cold.
There's so many people like that, you know? They just
have that
spot.
Power.
Yeah.
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 Dua Lipa.
Well, thank you so much, Jay. This was so fun.
Yeah.
You guys, this was fun. I feel like I should do slam poetry now. I feel like it's my calling.
That's what the people are asking for.
Do you have anything memorized?
I can send you guys off with a little Hamilton if you want.
Oh my God. Yes. We would love it.
Do you know any Hamilton?
Yeah,
I'll
try to not cringe. Okay. Let's do it.
How does a bastard orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a squalor? The $10 finding father without a father, got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they place him in charge of the trading barters. I could keep going. I know.
I got goosebumps,
so impressed.
But I don't know if they're good or bad.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah, that's me trying to be
well,
more Puerto Rican.
Well, that's amazing that you can do that and that you memorized it. And that was, you're great.
Thank you so
you're
much.
You're great. It's the, I didn't mean, when I said, you know, let's see, I'll try not to cringe. I meant because of the style of
the rap. Listen, I get it.
You're an excellent performer.
Thank you so much. I just feel like this is really like driving me to go for my calling now. I think I should do a podcast about musical theater.
Yeah, you should. You absolutely
you
should.
Have some actual talent on there just singing.
Well, thank you again for
coming.
Thank
you guys.
Yeah,
thank you. Where should people find you online?
Oh, at the Jade Movie is my like handle for everything. And watch Future Man. It's on Hulu and I'm really proud of it.
Awesome.
Yay.
Great. Okay, thanks, Jade.
Thanks, guys.
The Soft Spot.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.